something simple and hearty, like scrambled eggs and burnt toast. It could be hot dogs, who fucking knows? You can pat yourself on the head and pat yourself into a piece of shit car. And you can smack yourself in the mouth after a fishing trip. Hold that cold cloth to your swelling lip. You can be hiding in the bathroom closet and out on the deck drinking beer at the same time.
Welcome to Too Much Rock Podcast number 361. I'm your host, Sid Souter. We start things off this week with a track by Plastic War from Toronto. That song is called BYOD, and it's on the band's self-titled debut EP, which came out April 12th. It's a digital-only release. You can pick that up on Bandcamp for a name your own price. It is the project of Jason Ogden, who you may know from the Penny Blacks, Hospital Grade, Not Funny Anymore, a friend of mine who makes excellent music, and I'm very happy to hear that that post-punk sound there coming back from him. A very good EP. And hey, you can't beat the price. Let's jump back in time. This is a song recorded in 1999 by a local Kansas City band, Jettison. The song is called Severed Strings.
Seven.
covered a lot of ground in that one. I guess we better back up. We started things off with Jettison with the track Severed Strings. That is on the brand new The Original Jettison tapes, just released May 20th via Bandcamp. Originally recorded in 1999, it just never got a release until now. Recently, friends of John Fackler, the frontman of Jettison, not only released a tribute album called I'll Repay You to try to raise money to help him with some medical costs, they also remastered his original 1999 recordings and got those up on Bandcamp as well. You can pick both of those up, as I said, on Bandcamp. Money goes to a great cause, getting John a wheelchair and a wheelchair accessible van so that he can continue to work. After that, we played with Supermoon, that band from Vancouver, BC. The song is Stories We Tell Ourselves About Ourselves, and that's on the album Playland, which Mint Records just put out on May 20th. And then we ended that set with Ancient Shapes with the song Navigator. That is on the band's self-titled debut that came out May 27th on You've Changed Records. That is the project of Daniel Romano, who you may know recently from his kind of Bakersfield and honky-tonk solo albums, though he certainly has a punk rock and hardcore beginnings, and it's nice to hear him kind of rip back into that. That EP definitely, I guess it's a full album, though. It kind of clocks in at under 30 minutes because it's just a little bit of a rager. It feels a lot like kind of early television, very noisy and disjointed and fun, with the big kind of still pop elements to it, hooks and structures and stuff that are nice. But anyway, enough rambling. I guess I need to let you know how the podcast works at this point. It's pretty simple. Every week I get new music, I play it on the podcast, and that's it. If it's good, it's good. If it's bad, it's bad. Whatever. We'll get through it together. But hopefully I've made good choices, got some good new music, and made a good podcast that keeps you coming back week after week. Anyway, enough talking. Here's some more music. This is The She's with the song Mystery.
Follow your mysteries destroyed. She wants to know. could bring you where you wanna go. When you find the patience to accept your limitations, it will leave you here with nowhere left to go.
sucks you in, doesn't it? That is Fear of Men with the song Trauma. That is on the band's new album, Fall Forever, which is out June 3rd on K9 Records, a band from Brighton in the UK. While this new album doesn't have quite the hooks that the earlier singles did, it certainly envelops you in a way that, I don't know, just feels right. Before that, we heard from Leapling. That is the project of Dan Arnez from Brooklyn, New York. The song I played was Suspended Animation, and that is the title track of his new album, released June 10th on Exploding in the Sound Records, so look for that one soon. And then we started the set off with The She's from San Francisco. That song I played was Mystery, parenthetically The Void. That is from the EP Dreamer, which the band put out themselves on April 15th of 2014. So it's been a few years. You might think they're ripe for a new one, and they probably are. But their first album didn't come out until, it was 2011. So they like to take long breaks between releases. Probably got a lot going on. Like, you know, hanging out at the beach. Nice music for this time of year, right? Anyway, let's wrap things up. You've been listening to Too Much Rock Podcast number 361. I've been your host, Sid Souter. For more information on the podcast, you can visit the Too Much Rock website at toomuchrock.com. That's TOOMUCHROCK.com. Or find me on any of your favorite social media sites, including Facebook and Twitter at Sid Much Rock. Looking at the concert calendar, a few things coming up. We are in the middle of the Center of the City Fest at Davies, the 2nd through the 4th. The 3rd, the Flock Party, happening at the Crossroads. And I know that there are some great bands playing that. It's free, wander by, First Fridays, all that stuff. On the 8th, The Cure is playing at the Starlight, or Moving Units is playing at the Right Room. The 10th through the 11th, Manor Fest. So get on your groove there, head to a basement in Shawnee and listen to some psychedelic pop bands, and I don't know, lots of things happening. It's big this year. The 11th, Venom Inc. is playing at the Riot Room. The 13th, Damian Gerardo at the Riot Room. And the 17th, The Bronx at the Riot Room. On the 23rd, Wussy is playing at Davies, and I think that's with Schwervon and Cave Girls, so that should be a great show. The 12th, X is playing at Knuckleheads, or Smash the State is playing at the Riot Room. The 13th, Architects are playing at the Granada. The 16th through 17th is the Buzz Beach Ball at Children's Mercy Park. On the 20th is Weezer at Starlight, or Brian Wilson is playing Pet Sounds at Kauffman Center. On the 23rd, Cultivate Fest is happening in Pin Valley Park. And then finally, on the 30th of July, White Oak at the Record Bar. So some things happening in June and July for you. Looking at the website, not a whole lot new this week. We do have photos and video, and I think an account up of the Folk This 3 show that happened. That was Go Generation, Boot Hill, Major Matt Mason USA, Not Sisters, and Maggie Hinahan. And that's up there, and then there'll probably be some Center of the City Fest coverage by the time that you get around to visiting the site. Anyway, let's wrap it up. One song left. I'm going to play a song by Paul Simon. This song is called Cool Papa Bell and is on his new album, Stranger to Stranger, which came out June 3rd on Concord Music Group. He, of course, transcends all genres, all styles, all cool, and it's always interesting to hear what he's up to. I'm not sure I like this one as much as I like the last one, but again, it's good to listen to what he's up to and understand how an artist remains fresh decades and decades into his career. You got to envy that. Anyway, this is the song Cool Papa Bell. We'll end it here. Thank you very much for listening. We'll talk again next week.
After me, a great thing for me, I don't worry, I don't think, because it's not my job to worry or to think, not me. I'm more like, every day I'm here, I'm grateful, and that's the gist of it. Now you may call that a bogus bullshit new age point of view, but check out my tattoo. Says wall to wall fun. Does everyone know everyone? Mr. Wall to wall fun. Meet Dr. Well. That cool Papa Bell, the fastest man on earth, did dwell as cool Papa. substitute for someone's Christian name. And I think, yeah, the word is ugly all the same. Ugly, got a case to make. It's not like every rodent gets a birthday cake. No, it's your chipmunk. How cute is that? But you, you motherfucker, are a filthy rat. And well, 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 is it true, Papa Bell, that the beauties go to heaven and the ugly go to hell? Cool, Papa Bell. But not you. You stay and explain the suffering and the pain you caused, the thrill you feel when evil dreams come true. And check out my tattoo. It says wall to wall fun. Does everyone know everyone? Mr. Wall to Wall Fun. They got the well, well, well. Cool, Papa Bell. The fastest man on earth they dwell as. Cool, Papa Bell. And you never gonna stop, never gonna stop, never gonna stop, never gonna stop. You never gonna stop, never gonna stop, never gonna stop, never gonna stop. No, no. Oh, you're never gonna stop, you're never gonna stop, chicken bow.